Besides the hunter and the gatherer, in single focus and diffuse awareness, and being bigger and stronger and smaller and weaker, and having the provider and the pleaser, there are seven other ways that we're out of sync. The first of these seven ways is that we have an adversarial relationship. Men and women have an adversarial relationship. Okay, how we are set up to relate to each other is as adversaries. Now, what does this? Adversary, by the way, is a nice word for enemy. What sets us up to have an adversarial relationship is dependency. Whenever you have dependency, you'll have an adversarial relationship. Because men are bigger and stronger and women are smaller and weaker, women for a very, 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 very long time, and DNA has a long memory, we have been dependent upon men. We've been dependent upon men to provide for us and to protect us. It gets worse when we're pregnant and when we have children. We become even more dependent. Can you see that anywhere that you have dependency, you'll have an adversarial relationship? Because the person who's dependent will be always trying to figure out how to get what they need from the other person that has all the power, or definitely more power. So women have an adversarial relationship with men because we're dependent, we've been dependent, and our DNA tells us we're still dependent on men to provide for us and to protect us for a long, long, long time. Men have an adversarial relationship with women because men are dependent upon women for sex and attention. Yeah, we need men to provide and protect us. That's what our instincts tell us. And men need from women sex and attention. Now, your fathers may have always said, there's only one thing guys want from you, you know, or maybe it was your mother, there's only one thing guys want from you. No, there's two things, sex and attention. Men wilt without the attention of women. Men need women's attention. And it's better to get bad attention from a woman than no attention from a woman. Hence the dipping of the ponytails into the inkwell. So men have an adversarial relationship with women because of that dependency. Women have an adversarial relationship with men because of that dependency. One of the things to note for this conversation, we talk about this a lot in other places, all the things that it causes, but for this conversation, you want to notice upon whom we're the most dependent. Okay, where is this dependency and therefore this adversarial relationship going to kick into the highest gear? And where it's going to be is where we have the strongest sexual attraction. Because women are sexually attracted to the men who are most able to provide for them and protect them. And men are the most sexually attracted to the women who are appealing to their sexuality. Can you see what I'm talking about? You just want to look around as a man or a woman that the men that you've been the most sexually attracted to were the hardest to get along with. That they were the people that you had to maneuver with. They were the people that you had to figure out how to get what you needed. Because you had to get it from them. They're the people around whom you have the least amount of power, you're the least yourself, you're the most having to be manipulative or strategic, you're gonna be the least honest, the least expressive. You'll have an adversarial relationship. Can you see it? This is the bad news. What to do with the people that you're the most sexually attracted to? Run in the opposite direction. Yeah, in the opposite direction. As a woman, you will turn yourself into a pretzel to please him. As a man, you will spend money you don't have. You'll brag about accomplishments that aren't yours. You'll invent a personality. You'll invent something. You'll invent whatever you think is going to impress her. You'll sell your integrity, your soul, your honor. All the things that are expressions of human spirit will go out the window because sexual attraction is all about making great babies for the future of the species and providing and protecting for them. It's all about survival. Sexual attraction is run by hormones. That's why it's such a powerful drug.